Parsha Shmos begins with a little recap of the end of Bereshit. Ve'el Shmos b'nei Yisrael aboy Mitzrayim lois Yaakov Yishu Beisu Bohu Ruvim Shimon Levi V'Yehuda Yisachar Zulun V'Nyamin Don Naftali Gad V'Asher V'Yi Kol Nefesh Yitzi Yerach Yaakov Shiv Nefesh V'Yosef Ayyub Mitzrayim. What's that all about? Just in case you figured out last week. What's this recap all about? We don't find this really anywhere else, that the one Parsha tells you, recaps everything that we discussed beforehand. So Alter Kelm says, he says, it's Ein Lecha based on Medrash B'lai Chiddush, that Kol Parsha Sheh Shonu V'Nizchad Sheboi, it's L'Dava Sh'Nizchad Sheboi. Any time that you have a Parsha that is a repeat, it's for L'Dava Sh'Nizchad Sheboi. What was the L'Dava Sh'Nizchad Sheboi? The whole thing is for the last three words. V'Yosef Hoyev B'Mitzrayim. That everybody was in their, grew up together in the family, together with Yaakov and his family in Canaan. And Yosef Hayim in Mitzrayim. Rashi says, what was the Chiddush of Yosef Hayim in Mitzrayim? Alayhu banav hu b'chal shevim, ma ba lalamdenu. Chiloi hayinu yoidim shehu yoyim in Mitzrayim. Elo leidiach at tzidkosu shal Yosef. Hu Yosef harei at tzenoviv, hu Yosef shevim in Mitzrayim, v'nas ha-melech ban b'tzidkoi. This is the Chiddush Yosef Hayim in Mitzrayim, that despite the fact that he was a rich and powerful and handsome fellow in the most decadent, base, low place in the world, nevertheless, Armand Tzidkoi, the same Tzidkus that he had when he was in Canaan together with Yaakov Avinu, he had Omar Tzidkoi. He was able to be Omar Tzidkoi with Chalasavah Tzayfai, despite the fact that he ended up in a place which was the diametrically opposed to everything that he had grown up with. So you can ask, okay, what's the Chiddush though? We know that Yosef, when the time came for Chet, so his father came to him in a dream, and father came to him and nearly Dmusdukunoi Shalaviv. So the truth is that if a person would do everything that Yosef HaTzadik did to be able to refrain from being Chete, then I'm willing to guarantee that his father will also come to him at the time of Chet. That's the way that it works. The person that does everything in the Teva, then when it gets to the, he does everything that he could do in his Teva, because the Shbroch helps in the Milam in the Teva. You do what you have to do, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu will help you. Mitzad Sheni, I saw Yaakov Glinsky points out. He says very right afterwards. It says, "Pasuk Ches." V'yokem Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim Shaliyoda Es Yosef. What's the Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim? So Chazal say, "It's Machlekes what it is. It's Melech Chodesh Mamish or Shnitzchachuk Zereisov." So Medrash says, "What Meister Shaya Kachoya after V'yomas Bnei Yisrael V'yomas Yosef V'cholecha V'chol Adarahu." And then Memela, all the Mitzrayim said, "Ad kan, yesh gevul chol talul." That's it. We gotta stop them before it gets too late. So let's be mishabed them. So the Mela says, "What are you talking about? We're eating from their bread. Everything that we have is from them, from Yosef HaTzadik. We're gonna go ahead and be mishabed them. What's even Rashi was able to understand a little bit of Akaras HaTeiv." So they said, "Okay, you're not willing to shtel too, so we're overthrowing you. That's it. Where you're no longer the king." Sure enough, he came down, stepped down for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months, and that was it. After 3 months, he couldn't help the chayim. And he says, "All right, I'll come back and I'll do what you need me to do." So sure enough, come back and he started being mishabed. Hava nishak maloi pen yirve v'ayek yizikayin mil chomo v'yot v'sim v'lov sari misim l'manar neis v'siv leisam. What happened, Rabbi Pari? What happened between 3 months ago and now? You understood very well that you can't be mishabed people that you have a chayv of a karas atayv to. What happened all of a sudden? He changed. A little bit of pressure, a little bit of peer pressure, a little bit of social pressure. It's not just a little bit. He was a king. He mamish lost it all. The king of the biggest empire at the time. But he wasn't willing to give it up. And Memela, when in Rome, do like the Romans. You got to switch his ideals. Says Rabbi Glinsky, where are we? Who are you like? Who are the Yosef? He says that's maybe Pshat. He says a nice Pshat in V'yokam El Chodesh Hamitzrayim Meshelayodas Yosef. He didn't know the Yisrael of Yosef, that he was Yosef Hatzadik Shomad B'tzidka the entire time to be an endless person, endless Hashalim. He's the person that he takes his ideals and he sticks to them even when it gets tough. The Shal is where are we? Where are we? Not everybody can know that. Not everybody has the ability. Rav Olbe speaks out, he says, Yugaman thinks he's going to be in, liquid or the mirror his whole life. Most people don't stay in the yeshiva for their entire life. Alavai, there should be zeichah too. Zokin v'yoshiv yeshiva, it says about the Ovis. But most people end up one way or another, even if they're Isakim Klei Kodesh, it doesn't make a difference what they're being Isakim. Usually, they're not in the framework of yeshiva their entire life. And a person has to know that his ideals, he's got to take with him, to be Eimer B'tzidkoi. The schus that Klal Yisrael had to get out of Mitzrayim, Chazal say es leshinu es leshenem leshinu es shemam leshinu es mabushim. They didn't stick. They didn't change. That means that they took their ideals. In Echanami they went down to Memta Shari Tumo, but certain things that they kept with them, that they should be separate. They should be mitzuyonim sham. They should stick out. They should be different. They shouldn't be misarav. They shouldn't assimilate into the goyim. There's certain things that a person has to, is the yesodis that he has, he's got to stick by them no matter what it is. And that's what holds a person. Yeah, there's some people that say that in Ekonami, Bizmanenu, you don't have to. Rabbi Isha has a truth about it. He brings ready Bali Atesis, Rabbeinu Peter. Who's Rabbeinu Peter? Peter is not the Jewish, most Jewish name. He says, in Ekonami, in the times of Mitzrayim, they had to because they didn't have the Torah. Now that we have the Torah, we don't have the same Chiyuv. We have something else which keeps us separate. However, a person has to know that if he doesn't hold on tight, in the Chanami, maybe you're not mechuyev to Alpi Adin, but if you don't have certain gedarim for yourself, then in the Chanami, it's a slippery slope. Rav Olma says, he says himself, he said he felt this when he was in, right before the war. He says, right before the war, in 1938, he went to go visit his mother, who was in Poland, in the Mir, and he went to Germany to visit his mother. And when he wanted to come back in to the country, they weren't allowing foreign citizens to come back in, especially German citizens, to come back into Poland. So he had to find a different place. So somebody had sent to Mira that they're looking for a Rebbe for their children, somebody from Sweden, Stockholm, that they're waiting they're looking for a Rebbe for their child, two children, two sons, I think. Do they have anybody? Kids, so they sent to Revolva, you can't come back anyhow. Why don't you go there? So sure enough, that's when he ended up in Sweden. And shortly afterwards, World War II broke out, and the entire yeshiva ended up in Shanghai. His father was already nifter beforehand. His mother was killed during the war. His entire yeshiva, he didn't have any siblings. He was by himself, totally by himself in Sweden for 8 years. 8 years he spent in Sweden. Says most of the people, the Klei Kodesh there, he said, were in Moscow. It was what was there already? A country with, he said, a minion of Shemri Shabbos. It was. He says the only thing that kept him going was the fact that he was the shomer. He says the fact that he learned most every day. I think the good is, did he learn 12 hours like he learned in yeshiva? I don't know. Highly doubtful. I can't say for sure. I can't tell you. But it would be a chiddush to me if he did. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is you have to take something with you, something that you're going to stand by, something which is going to keep you, something that's going to be mafsik you, despite the fact that you're in a totally different environment than you grew up. Totally different environment. Memelo, the keeping the way that you dress, or keeping the way that you speak, or keeping your name, v'chulu, these are things that even if Alpidin, maybe in the year Tavshin Pei Beis, Yitaka Na Mechuyev Tu, Alpikar Din, like Ramesha says, because we have the Torah, we don't have the Chasarin that they had in Mitzrayim that didn't have the Torah, but you have to take something with you. A person that dresses in a certain way, so very often he's just pushing, you're associating with it, whether you like it or not, you're associating with a certain type of crowd. I remember when I came here to Eretz Yisrael, I never even knew that there was such a thing. Right? There's a zog that they said, now it's already out of date. They say, "Kol haholech im kippa bli seret." So if you lech the seret bli kippa, somebody that goes to walks with a yarmulke without a rim around it, at the end seret. That's a plain word. At the end, he's going to go to a movie without a yarmulke. I didn't even know what they're talking about. What are you talking about? A yarmulke that doesn't have a ribbon? What are you talking about? In America, it makes absolutely no difference. Does it have a ribbon? Does it not? Maybe by now already did it. But here, it's a statement. Here, it's a statement. It doesn't, for the Israelis, for the Americans, it's not. Don't worry. I'm not going around to look at your yarmulke. Still is not. The Americans have no idea what the difference is. I'm going to give the mashal. It's an interesting mashal. I heard this from Shkia. He said interesting. He says, imagine a guy walks into yeshiva one day, and he says that, I'm just saying, in the places where it is a statement, it's a statement. That's all I meant to say. But imagine a guy walks into yeshiva one day and he has a pink yarmulke. Kids are, that's it. They throw him out of yeshiva. This is not your place, not here. Kids, he comes to Mishkich. He says, I don't understand what the problem is. He says, yesterday, Chaim Yankov and Shimon David, he spoke Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is Keneged Gimel Averis Chamuris. Gilerai Shvichal Dama Vedazar. You didn't throw me at Yeshiva. I come in, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm wearing a different color yarmulke, and all of a sudden you throw me out of Yeshiva. What's the answer? The answer is that, Rachman Tzlan, it happens that a person is Oiver and Aver, especially Lashon Hara. However, a person that puts on the pink yarmulke in the Yeshiva, you're not with the program. You're off the chart. It's not like you messed up. You're not shtelling too. So this is not your place. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. In the guy spoke Lashon Hara, he for sure did. This is not your place. So a person has to know whether or not a person, especially with clothing, especially things a certain way that he dresses, especially the way that he talks, the way that he acts, no matter where he is, it has to be that a person has to be careful because the slope is very slippery and he can. I just had an interesting story that I had. It was like a week ago. I was coming up the stairs in the main building to the fourth floor, and there was a elderly man who was making his way up, and I was behind him, and I let him take his time. Gets to by the landing, one of the landings, he stops and he lets me pass by. So I passed by and I got to the top, and he finally made it to the top, huffing and puffing. And I turned to him and I said, Israeli, I said, you know that if it's tough, that means you're going uphill. So I told him, obviously, you know it's tough. So he tells me, he says, you should just know, for me, this is a guy that's twice my age. He tells me, you should just know that for me, people that have a problem with their feet, it's harder to go downhill than to go uphill. Uphill, it's easier to go uphill. He says, downhill, that's tough. He says, yesterday I was walking and it was raining, and I made a whole tzivuv by Rechov Shmuel Anavi to get to where I had to get to because I didn't want to have to go downhill. Downhill, you can't stop yourself. So I said, it's a peladik limer. He says, when a person's going uphill, you're right, maybe it's a little bit harder, but each step, you could stop after each step. You have the ability to stop yourself and you step one step at a time. However, when a person's going downhill, so then that's it. He'll slide. If he slides, he slides. And then he's in trouble. He's like, if I fall down, he says, then it's going to be... He says, the extra 3 minutes that it took me to walk around, I'll save myself. I want to climb if I fall. He says, I'll be out for a few months. The extra few minutes, I'll walk around the other side. The slippery slope is when you're going downhill, it's much easier to slide if a person doesn't take the right precautions. Now, what are we talking about? A person is going to end up... Who's ending up out in Stockholm? Who's ending up in... I just got a phone call from somebody this week. He wants to know... He's a Reish Kirlel. He wants to know about some of the people in the Chabur, maybe, if they're interested. And if anybody's interested, please let me know. They're going out of town. He says to me... He introduced himself. He says, yeah, I was in the mirror from Tavshin Nun Hei to Tavshin Samach Vav. I said, okay, we were in the mirror together. What's your name? This is what his name is. I said, oh, you went out to somewhere, I don't know, where was it? Seattle, Washington? No, Portland. Portland, Oregon. That's like, that's pretty far out. You never know where you're going to end up. Yeah, it was Reish Kirlel. You never know where you're going to end up. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are certain scenarios. Revolver tells the story. He says that there was at the beginning of the Medinat Yisrael, all the Yidden that were coming from all the different places in Chutz La'aretz, especially the Tzfaradim, Morocco, and other places, they would take them to a irreligious kibbutz, and they would take off their payas, and they would give them nakosh of food, and mechulu, and after, who knows, a few weeks already, they were, a lot of the, especially kids, they forgot everything, and he says there was a story about one of the people that was sent there. He was sent to one of these kibbutz, and came lunchtime, and he says, I want kosher food. They said, there's no kosher food here. He says, I'm not eating if there's no kosher food. I want kosher food. They laughed at him. What if kosher food? You don't need kosher food here. Kitzur comes mincha time. I'm davening. Comes Kitzur, everything that happened, he would make a ruckus. The Kitzur, they sent him to a different kibbutz. They didn't want him to be, master everybody b'tshuva. Send him to a different kibbutz. So the same thing happened in the next kibbutz. He screamed and he ranted and he raved until they couldn't handle it anymore. Sent him to the next one. This went on for a few months. I think he said a few years. So at a certain point, they just send him to yeshiva. They gotta get him out of here. But he says, does a person have the fortitude? Do we have that kayach? That no matter where we are, to be able to hold ourselves, to be able to, despite what's going on, it doesn't have to be even for that we're going out to Portland, Oregon, or we're going to Stockholm, or Brazil, or some kibbutz. It's when a person goes back to America, a person goes, he's out of his element. A person's already out of his element. Especially now, a bunch of guys just left, right? A bunch of guys that's left to America because who knows what's going to be. Are they going to be able to leave, get back, b'chulu? Who knows if we'll be able to get back? You're in America now for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You're already not in your element. Things are different. You go back for the summer. Especially this summer. The summer is especially an interesting time. Yeah, the bungalow colony, things are different. It's b'chulu. A person always, the wider the situation is, a person has to make a dharm. Certainly if a person goes out to work. Certainly if a person, he has to always be koivea, the dharm, the things that are choshev, the things that he was decided in yeshiva, that these are choshev. That's why it's choshev for everybody to start off in yeshiva. What do you mean? 50 years ago, they didn't, not everybody learned in yeshiva. A person that doesn't learn yeshiva nowadays is in deep trouble. It's not the same thing as 50 years ago. A person that doesn't didn't spend his years in yeshiva and learn a few years in kollel also, it's imperative for a person to be able to take him through his life. That he shouldn't lose that. A person has to be koveh the gedarim, not so much because usur, mutter, the way that you dress, the way that you, your name on your email address, v'chulu, all these things, that's not the nekuda. Nekuda is being, taking something as a gether, taking something, whatever it is that's chassid for you as a gether, that this is what I'm going to take. Somebody told me now, I don't know if this is true, somebody told me, I just heard it this week, that in the mirror, when they went to Shanghai, so it was a question of what they were Shabbos. Once they went over the date line, so it was a big pulmus that was with the Chazon Ish, famous story, that the Chazon Ish sent a telegram, and he told them not to, oh, back and forth. Kitzur was a real big Shabbos, big Machlokes HaPoskim, what to do, which day was Shabbos. So some, they wanted to keep 2 days Shabbos. But the second day, they'll just be Machpin on the Derises, not be Machpin on the Derabonins. So they did that in Echlami, and they saw after a week or two that without the Darabanan, you come to the Daraisis pretty quickly. So it's, to just do one without the next is dangerous. In Echlami, a person has to make it together, and that's what all the Darabanans are. Like the Mesil Sharm says that the Torah showed you by Nazir, the Indian of making Gedarim. That's the only thing that's Asr is wine, called Yisme Gefanayim. Schor Schor Lekarmel Sikrov. Don't go anywhere near it. The only thing that's usher, that's what he's being mazir himself is from wine. But nevertheless, he's not supposed to have anything. Kol yotze. Is everybody supposed to make a gather? Whatever the situation is, the person should always take gedarm. It doesn't have to be that he's going back for a year, he's going back for a month, he's going somewhere for a day. Make the gather that a person shouldn't lose his sensitivities. That no matter the situation, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will say, Yisrael Asher B'chol Hatzbon.